Here at the Farmland Investment Fair, it's put on by the Chicago Farmers, I have with me Madam President Colleen Callahan. And Colleen, first of all, I know you're the president of the organization. Tell us a little bit about Chicago Farmers for people who don't know.
Chicago Farmers is an organization that really has been designed to assist those who are absentee landowners who live in and around Chicago, who have either purchased land as an investment or inherited land or both, to bring them closer to the production side, to the marketing side, to the environmental side, to the biotechnology side, to all of the aspects that today surround agriculture for someone who doesn't have an opportunity to connect very directly. And so Chicago Farmers tries to bring people together to create greater understanding about the industry.
So you do that with monthly meetings, for example?
We do. We have a meeting every month, and the Board of Directors comes together at the end of the program year, which is in May, and we'll sit down and we'll say, what are the issues, and what speakers are the very best that we can find to come to Chicago to relate what needs to be shared. And so we'll bring in people from all over the country, and oftentimes they're right in our own backyard, to be the speakers for these various topics.
Now, and so in addition to that, then you have this annual event, which is called the Farmland Investment Fair. Tell me a little bit about it. It's, you know, kind of how it's come about and what people are coming here to get out of it.
The monthly meetings are held in downtown Chicago, with the exception of one meeting in the year where we take it to a suburb, to Naperville, so that we can hopefully draw some surrounding participants. The Farmland Investment Fair has a different purpose. It's held outside of Chicago, but nearby, Joliet, not that far away, and to connect with the community college at Joliet that has an agricultural program and a facility that allows us to utilize it for exhibitors and for breakout sessions. And so this really gives us the day, and people can choose to go to topics. Maybe some of these topics we've covered during our monthly meetings, but here it's more one-on-one, where after the session completes, you can take all the time you want and get very specific. And in addition to that, there are more, I'm going to say nearly 50 exhibitors this year that cover the whole gamut of agriculture. But in addition to production agriculture or to investment or to marketing, there are people here who have farms that they want to sell. And there are people here representing people who sell farms. And there are people here that want to invest in those farms. Mm-hmm. So it's an opportunity to connect people from absolutely what we hope is every aspect of agriculture today.
Well, I was honored to have the opportunity to be one of the presenters here and talk about social media, something near and dear to our heart and business, and saw a lot of interest there. It looks to me like you've got really good attendance. The weather has been relatively cooperative, too. So how do you feel about just seeing how many people have come out today?
Jeff Martin, who is the chair of this event, has done an incredible job in planning and orchestrating, as he does every year. But reaching out to you as an example with social media and then bringing you here to share with others what social media's potential is. When we said that we were considering bringing in Chuck Zimmerman, AgWired, we had to explain who you were and what you did. So it was a little bit of a sell. Clearly, it worked as far as, okay, that makes sense to me. And then, as you said, you had great attendance in your session and a lot of interest. And the whole point is, you know, I hear about social media, but I don't really know much about it. I hear about Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, and there are even more and more coming on online, literally and figuratively, all the time. But you were there at the very beginning, and not only do you use it to the benefit of yourself or your business, but to the benefit of others, you know what's coming next. And so you can help us.
Well, I hope so.
You do. I know you do. That's why you're here. You can help us learn about a new entity that probably has a place in agriculture that many of these people never even considered. Jeff Martin would be the first to tell you, and I'm sure has told you in interviews, that it's a very strong component of his farming operation today. Because if he is farming X number of acres, and for whatever reason he loses 300 acres because it got sold because of an expansion for a non-farm use, he needs to replace that 300 acres. He's geared up with the equipment and the manpower to do it, and through social media and interacting, he's been able to connect with people that he likely would not have otherwise. So he sees the value and the benefit. What he was hoping, and I certainly shared in his interest in doing this, was that we could help others learn about that value too. Yeah. So thank you for being here to help us achieve that.
What I learned a little bit from the participants is not a lot of them on Twitter. I'd say the majority of them were on Facebook, though. And what we've tried to do is take what some people think are kind of just personal, either fun or social mechanisms, and make them into business tools. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's really not that much of a leap to realize that, well, I actually already have friends who are business contacts. I've never thought about using this to communicate with them with a business message. Right. You know, you got to be kind of careful how you do that, maybe. Sure. But so, yeah, I think that I saw here a lot of people looking at it from the standpoint of how do I actually employ this in a business? And that's what I was trying to give them examples of. Well, it looks to me like you've got good attendance here. And
domestic and foreign. I don't know if you met.
Okay.
Yes, I don't know if you met some of the visitors from Hungary and Romania, and they actually are one of the exhibitors here. And one of the things that the Chicago Farmers does is have a trip every year so that we can take foreign travel and learn about agriculture there. This group said, hey, put us on your list. We'd love to have you come see how our agricultural structure is in our part of the world.
Interesting. Well,
and you know what is another component? Our vice president is an attorney in Chicago, and a great idea. There, I don't know how many councils there are in Chicago. We had a meeting this year where we invited all of the consulates that are in Chicago. And we had, how many consuls are there in Chicago, Brian?
I think there's a little over 100.
And it was Brian's idea to invite those consuls to a meeting, and we've learned from each other, and now they're coming back to us. If they couldn't make that meeting, now they're saying, when's the next one? And
right.
and they're coming back. So when you ask about what Chicago Farmers does, it's really about connecting and bringing people together so that we can all learn from each other as it relates to the industry of agriculture.
Have you, in terms of your membership, has that been something that's been stable or growing, or how would you characterize
it? It fluctuates. And from this farmland investment fair, typically it will increase during this time of year because we there are new people here and they learn more about us, and we have a little incentive here that if you want to join at this time of year, we'll give you all of next year, and basically the rest of this year is free if you join for all of next year. So this is really an opportunity for us to swell that membership.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Colleen. It's great to see you here.
Nice to see you.
I'm going to be...
And thanks for helping us, truly.
You
have
no
been,
problem.
As I mentioned, on the ground floor of social media. And for your experience and your history, you truly are the perfect one to share that message to an agricultural audience, to any audience, but particularly an agricultural one.
Well, I think it has been interesting, hopefully, for our audience or the AgWire community. There are other organizations like in St. Louis, Kansas City,
Chicago
and others, but
they're
not.
Agribusiness,
but they're not. They don't really have the same. You have a kind of a different. I don't want to say purpose or mission, but it's not the same. They each sort of have their own flavor, and so getting to learn more about how this one has developed and what its purpose is, I think, has been very interesting. So we'll continue to stay in touch, of course. Now that Chicago Farmers has a Twitter account, wonder how
Thank
they got
you.
That. But and I have been a guest tweeter on there because I have, as I tell people, multiple Twitter personality disorder.
Yeah,
but,
you do. I know you. I know that about you.
So again, here from the Farmland Investment Fair put on by the Chicago Farmers, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.